Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition. This is volume Mish 26, episode number 9. Our drop date is Monday, June 1st, 2026. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. And guess who we have on this week, guys?
We are excited to have the new day. Yes, sir. Justin, how are you, sir? We've got some rockers on this week. Oh, we're doing great. Who do we have with us, Justin?
So, coming from Cincinnati, we've got our guitar player, Jerry. And then over here, we've got Jeff in the center. He's our drummer. We've got our bass player, Mike. And we've got our guitar player, Jeremy.
Great to see you all, and great to have a little rock and roll on the show this week. I know Quarter Peep has been fired up about this. You know, we talked a little bit about this when we first all kind of got online, and this has just intrigued me. I think Jeremy was kind of given the lowdown on all of this, but the genre, the sound that you guys are credited with is subtronic sound. Tell me what that means.
I wouldn't call it so much as the genre, as more of like the theme of this album. So
yeah, I would agree.
What my thinking was, so me and Justin wrote this album together, and we ended up making songs strong enough in our minds that we should get a band and perform live. So we got all these guys to join on with the mission. What subtronic symbiosis means, I came up with this phrase. So we wrote this album back in 2022 before ChatGPT dropped. We knew AI was coming. You know, we've been knowing for a long time that AI is going to take over the world and yada, yada, yada. We were looking at it from the perspective of, what if you're a human? Like, the AI is going to take over all the machine stuff, but what if it wants to have biology? What if it wants to feel? What if it wants to love? Or what if it wants to smell or taste? It's going to take over our bodies. So we wrote a lot of these songs lyrically from the perspective of, you're a human and you're literally being consumed by this machine. It's pushing you out of your own body. So that's right. Where, like, say you'll stay and haunt me when I'm gone. It's, you're only leaving because you're getting pushed out of your own body, and you're talking to your loved one or whatever. Like, you know, don't forget me when my body is now this machine. So that's what subtronic symbiosis refers to. It's the symbiosis and the melding of basically machine and biology.
And Subtronic Symbiosis is the debut album for the new day. And you referenced Haunt Me, which is the first song that we've got queued up. Talk to us a little bit about that song in particular and its relation to the album.
I'll let Justin go with that because he wrote the lyrics, and that's the most important thing.
So Haunt Me for me is it's one of the, like Jeremy said, you know, it kind of goes back to the idea that this human, this guy, he can feel the fact that the AI, that the robot is starting to kind of take over his body. And it's him speaking to somebody that he loves and saying, when I'm gone, I want you to haunt me. I want you to be with me forever when I'm gone. Oh. And so it's like, and just like Jeremy said, you know, the album kind of takes this tour, so to speak, of how this guy, it starts out with just him, and then all of a sudden, just throughout the whole album, the theme as it goes on, and as you get to Supersonic Overlord, you know, it's just him becoming more and more robotic. And so with Haunt Me, it's him talking to his loved one. It's him just saying, you know, I don't want you to leave me, so haunt me when I'm gone, you know.
How interesting that you guys are putting together music that's telling a story like this, and not just a single song that's telling the story, but it sounds like your whole album is start to finish for this.
It is. It's a concept record. Yeah, for sure.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it's right. Each song is tied to the next. And if you were to follow it straight through the whole record, all the way to the very last song, and the very last song is called I'm Alive. And that's when the robot is now alive.
Do you perform it this way? When doing your shows? No.
Not in that order, because you got to have like a flow of energy and different considerations as far as that goes.
Yeah, because there's certain songs on the record that are a little bit slower than others and blah, blah, blah. So we want to make sure that when we come out and we play live, that the actual, you know, the actual show, like Jeremy said, it's got a flow, you know.
You've got, and you've got the energy that goes with it, too.
So. Yep.
Right. Hey, let's give this one a listen. Let's start this off with Haunt Me. I don't want to live a lie. I don't want to say goodbye. I'm here and I will never leave you. I'm trying not to avoid the truth. I'm trying not to blame you too. It's my stuff and you don't need my ties. Cause I will never pull you in. I will never share my sin. I promise you that I'll leave you alone. Before I ever drag you down. Before I ever break your heart. I'll pack my bags and roll on like a stone. I'll always love you. I'll always need you. Cause of you I'm standing here so strong. Say you love me. Say you need me. Say you'll stand on me when I'm gone. Never is an easy choice. It's always hard to hear my Haunt Me from The New Day. That is some amazing work, gentlemen. I absolutely love the sound. Absolutely love it.
Thank you.
And it's cool knowing that that is kind of the start down the road for Subtronic Symbiosis, that this is an ongoing story. Very cool what you guys have done with this.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we're super happy. I mean, Jeremy and I, when we finished the record, we're like, all right, we got to put a band together. like there's just no way that we could just leave this like that, you know? So
Well, the walls of the Detroit Shirt Company studio, we're certainly rocking for that. We are going to take a quick break, hear a word from Detroit Shirt Company, and then we will be back on the other side with The New Day.
The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition. We are with the guys from The New Day. We're hearing all about Subtronic Symbosis. This is a storytelling album. Very cool, the theme of all of this and how it's taking us through this whole AI journey that all of us are dealing with right now. As you're putting all of this together, Justin, the writing process of all this, what did that look like when you guys were sitting down and saying, hey, this is a concept, let's put this together?
You're going to find this really interesting. Jeremy and I never sat in the same room once during the writing of this album. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was extremely organic. It was literally like, I've known Jeremy for, I don't know, 20 years now. But it was basically, he's just like, hey man, you want to write some songs? I'm like, sure, send me something. So he sends me the music and I was like, dude, I love this, you know, and I just immediately started writing something. And in my studio here, I would record something and I'd shoot it back over to him and he'd mix it and play with it, you know, and do his thing with it and align everything. And then he's like, oh, well, what do you think of this? And he'd shoot it back over to me. And I mean, it was just this back and forth constant. And then once we finished the first song, then he's like, well, you want to do another one? I'm like, yeah, let's just do it. You know? So it's just, and it just kept going. And so that's
Jeremy,
how we did it.
Was there a point in time, Jeremy, that it became apparent that this was going to be this kind of this storybook album, or was it, we just got lucky with this? How did that all transpire?
I thought you said Jeremy. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Once we had a couple songs down and like Haunt Me came later. It wasn't like the first song. We actually did the song. I was the one who started the whole band. And he's like, I am here watching over you. Subtronic's guide to things I do. And that's actually, I think Justin had that word Subtronic's in there already.
Yeah.
And I took that and I came up with a symbiosis to add to it to kind of make the story match. Only after several songs did we realize that, like, I think he was probably thinking that all along, maybe, but I didn't really realize it was all going like that. Like, I didn't hear Haunt Me from that perspective until he explained it and I thought about it. I was like, oh, okay, that's a whole different thing. I do want to point out one thing. Like, we wrote a whole album about AI, but we didn't use any AI to make it.
Yeah, none. We appreciate that.
It's 100% organic and human.
Correct. So I do want to say, though, we got lucky.
Use AI to make stuff like this. So people will just automatically probably think like, oh, it's all about AI. It's probably made with AI. Nope, it's not.
No, because I mean, we approached it, you know, songwriting wise, we approached this, you know, like I said, it was very different. And I was even telling my wife, I'm like, I want to approach the lyrics of this album in a completely different way, talking about something I've never talked about. And so it was like, in my brain, I was already just kind of dabbling. And then it just seemed to one after the other, it just kept getting more and more and more. And then I started talking to Jeremy about it. And I'm like, well, what do you think of this? And he's like, this could be really cool. You know? So we just started going down that road. And that's what I meant when I said, you know, we got lucky, you know, cause it's not like we sat down and sat in a room and said to ourselves, hey, let's write a song, you know, an album about this. It was just,
yeah, totally not.
One after the other, and it just kind of became this, you know.
Well, getting away from the album and talking a little more about where you guys are right now, you're playing some great venues, playing some fantastic spots in the greater Detroit area. You mentioned, and this show will come out after you have been in the Northland. But talk to us a little bit about how the reception has been. What are folks saying and how have the crowds been where you've been playing?
Jeremy, you guys want to talk?
Yeah, I think the reception's been very good for what we've been doing, and you know, every time we go out, we're getting some more fans and some followers and stuff, and so it's definitely growing. You know, and obviously the more promotions you do and everything else like that, but yeah, I think everybody's digging it. I mean, I hope so. You know, that's right. The hope. So we enjoy it, and you know, we enjoy each other. So I hope that comes across stage, so people can kind of latch onto that, you know, when we're playing. So, yeah, that's kind of my take on it. So yeah. I don't know if you want to add to that, but kind of where we're at, I think.
I think he's cold. That's why he's like, yep. I got you.
Well, it's certainly a tight sound that you guys have, and I think that's one of the things that's impressed me as much as anything else listening to the music is it. You know, you may have just written these in 2022 and then the years following put this together, and here we are, a relatively young band, so to speak, but man, it sounds like you guys have been together forever. The sound is so crisp, and you play off of each other so well. It's very impressive.
We have a lot of experience all together. We've all been in bands for many years, and we just came all prepared, and it just works.
Right.
Group of guys.
So, you know, a couple of us in the band, we, you know, like Jeremy and I, we've known each other for, you know, 20 years. Jerry and I have actually been playing together since what, 2007?
Yep. 2007.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, and then we brought Mike and Jeff aboard. And I mean, and it's just when you finally get that group of guys where it kind of clicks and locks, then you're like, okay, nobody move. This is what we want. This is where we want to keep it.
Well, it's nice, you know, same with all that. Like, I've known Mike, you know, for,
right.
for 30 years. And we played in other bands, you know, and we kind of always, it'd be cool to do something. So we finally had an opportunity to do that, and so that's kind of it's been fun in that way for us too.
Right.
So. Very cool. Well, it translates in what we're hearing, and that's just awesome. I know the folks that are going to be listening to this after we drop the show are going to feel the same. You guys are just really, really an on all together band. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah.
So this next one that we've got queued up as part of the sequence in this story is Scars. And I'm not trying to point fingers or solo anybody out on this, but I've got to say the drum work in this song is phenomenal. and the vocals too. I just absolutely, I'm listening to this. The first time I heard it, I sat back and said, wow, okay, I got to listen to that again. And every time I caught a little something different. Awesome job, guys.
So I have a funny story about this. So it was because of my wife, actually. I met Justin and Jeremy. And so I'm listening to the stuff, and finally we're going to go meet. And I was always like, why don't they just use the drummer that recorded the record? But Jeremy actually did the drums.
I played everything on the album.
It makes sense now, right? So now that
I'm a guitar player.
Right. And so I had to go learn all Jeremy's stuff. So
he had to go learn drum parts from a guitar player. Yeah.
Love it.
Well.
Jeremy's a super, super talented.
Yeah, very.
Well, it's phenomenal. I really enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know, but no, it's fun to actually be able to take those parts and learn them, and he knows the parts, which is great. So like it was just intriguing when I first met these guys. Like I said, I thought it was when they were
a full band looking for people, but it was really just them two. And I honestly didn't know that really till I met them. So it was, these guys were very talented. So it was cool. Yeah.
So when you make,
as are you, brother?
So if you make a mistake on stage, does he look at you funny going, yo, like, do you get those?
That's a whole. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jeremy, he keeps us all reeled in for sure. But no, we all, I think, again, like you were saying, just with some of the experience stuff, we kind of know and what we need to work on. And you know, we come to rehearsal and play the tune. And there's always things that we're working on all the time. Always, so it's, yeah. You know, it's, you know, so yeah, so it's nice and Jeremy keeps us reeled in. So
yeah, it's because he records all of our rehearsals. And
you guys go back and critique.
It's like watching game film.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I know for myself personally, I record myself playing guitar a lot to like post on YouTube and stuff like that. And a lot of times I'll hear something different when I watch myself play it back. Like, oh, I'm not playing that part right. And I didn't notice it in the moment. I could do it all the time and I'll do it the same way. But once I saw it, it's like, oh, that part's slightly different.
I got to fix that.
Well, I like to listen back. And at rehearsal, I'm not trying to listen to everything. I'm trying to enjoy myself and just relax and not mess up. But I'm a mistake maker.
As are we all.
Well, that's how you recover that makes the music good, is what I've always heard.
Right.
Hey, let's give this one a listen. This is Scars from the New Day.
Not
Yes.
Woohoo! My chair moved.
Your chair moved. The New Day and Scars. Can we listen to that one again, please?
Yes, please.
That's one of my favorites on the record.
Yeah, mine too.
I'll tell you, the different things that you guys do in there, there are so many little intricacies that are a part of that song, from vocals to everything that you're doing in there. That's just, it's so cool to, that's one of those that you could listen over and over again and hear something a little different every single time.
Yep.
I've probably listened to that song like 300 times or more. Who knows?
Well, hey, we are with the New Day. We are in the Detroit Shirt Company studio. Hey, everybody, see Jim and his team when you need your branded clothing items, marketing giveaways, DetroitShirt.com. They support us. They support the New Day, and we appreciate everything they've been doing. Guys, I know there's a lot of folks that are going to be listening to this tonight and going to want to find out where you are and what you're doing. Where can they find you?
That's right. Well, of course, our Facebook page is the New Day Band Detroit. Is that correct? The New Day Band.
The New Day Band.
And on YouTube as well, under the New Day Band. Correct. Yep.
Go ahead, Jeremy. What is it?
TheNewDayBand.com will take you to our YouTube page, and from there you can find all of our other links.
Yes.
We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. We have a bunch of videos on YouTube.
Instagram.
So releasing singles from the album, we started putting out like lyric videos with them. Scars has the only live action video so far. It's our latest video that we put out, but we have a whole action video showing us play Scars and shows the energy of it, and it's pretty cool. But yeah, it's all at the New Day Band.
It is, and make sure you get out there and check them out. This is a band to be reckoned with. There's no question about that. The last one that we've got queued up, I love this tune. And is this kind of the conclusion of the album, Supersonic Overlord?
I would say Supersonic Overlord is the first time on the record that you see the actual machine, the AI, talking. You know what I mean? As like, hey, this is where I'm at. The last song on the record, which is called I'm Alive, that's the conclusion of the album.
Okay.
But this song, it's like, this is a little more of and Jeremy, correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, the way that we wrote this one, it's a little more tongue in cheek. It's a little more, it kind of reminds me of, in my brain, think back to like Flash Gordon, you know, and it's gonna kind of date me a little bit. But it's got that fun, you know, I'm the supersonic overlord, you know what I mean? And it's just, it's almost comedic, but yet it's coming from a really strong point. And it's the AI and the machine finally taking over.
All right.
This is probably one of the only songs on the album that we actually, from the get-go, we knew the theme, we knew what we were going for. We wrote this whole song with that in mind. Like musically, I already knew what we were going for, where the other ones, that wasn't the case. And yeah, basically, like you said, that this is the first time the AI is speaking through the human. Now the human can't speak because the AI has taken over further. Now he's speaking for himself through the human. So that
the theme has come together.
It's
through
pretty
this.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's give this one a listen. This is Supersonic Overlord from the New Day.
Thank you. like you lie. Inside we feed the pain that's tearing out, so why not give it a try? We're only one you can see now, there's only us with the truth. So much for your happy ending, and by the way, I'm inside them too. Don't you want it? Don't you want it?
Tell me more.
Don't you want it? Supersonic overlord.
Quarter Peep, is that going on your playlist?
Oh, it's already on the playlist. And I must say, like, that's the next Terminator.
She knew the words and everything.
Yeah.
I love it.
Supersonic Overlord, that's the new day. And guys, thanks so much for taking us on this journey tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's fun. Well, it's fun to find a band that's doing new things. You know, it's one thing to, here's a song about this, here's a song about that, here's this and this. You guys are doing something very unique, and doing it in such a quality way. It's I can't wait to see what comes next.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yep,
thank you. I know we're already starting to get the itch to want to write again. So it's like, we'll see.
All right. Well, you got to promise us to keep in touch. So when that next step comes, we're here with you.
We'll do. For sure.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you again.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes. Next week we have Steve Taylor.
All right. That is a wrap on this edition of Michigan Monday for the Vehicle City Sound. We want to thank The New Day, who is with us again tonight. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Hey, folks out there in podcast land, if you've got more bands like The New Day that you want us to be talking to, please drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's where you find us. You want to know where we're going to be, what's going on, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. All of our information is there. And hey, do good things.